Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be at a very low level, according to the Department of Meteorology, that's the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales. That's the Department of Radio and Space Services. The department advises that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 75, that's 75, and the daily smooth sunspot number has fallen to a very low level of 13, that's 13. Now those figures are not expected to change significantly in the near future, in the immediate future. It just means that high frequency propagation and long distances using multi-hop transmission modes on darkness or semi-darkness modes will not be very reliable on frequencies above about 14 megahertz. So frequencies below 14 megahertz on darkness paths will be satisfactory. We're still running through solar cycle number 24, and it's not expected that this cycle will show signs of in reduction until much later in the year 2017, or perhaps even into 2018. Some propagation notes, or reception monitoring notes, made here in Melbourne recently as we move closer to our winter season. The 31 metre band has been providing quite good reception during our morning period. That's the period between 2030 and 2100, which is just after our local sunrise here in Melbourne. And this is a summary of notable frequency occupancies I observed recently. 9390, Radio Thailand, with the English language program to Europe from the New Dawn relay station. 9420, The Voice of Greece, broadcasting in Greek. All India Radio on 9445 with English, and the station's also been heard on 9915. That's with the national service. And the Voice of Turkey on 9460 with Turkish. NHK Radio Japan Tokyo from the Yamata broadcasting station, using the new frequency of 9480 with Japanese, and this is actually intended to Australia and New Zealand, gives quite good reception here. 9490, The Voice of America from the Kuwait relay station, broadcasting in French. And 9525, another station broadcasting in French, is The Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta. 9555, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with its Arabic language programming. 9565, Adventist World Radio from the Nauen, Germany relay station, broadcasting until closing down at 2035 after programs to Africa. 9585, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site, broadcasting in Serbian. And 9600, another frequency for China Radio International, also from Kashi in English. And 9620, another channel for the Voice of Turkey, this time in English. 9610, a very strong signal for Radio Romania International with its programs in English. 9655, Radio Television Morocco, using relay facilities in Issoudun in France, with programs in Arabic. And 9670, a station broadcasting in French, that's the Vatican Radio. It's a new frequency for the new transmission season. Another frequency for Saudi Arabia is 9675 with the Turkish language program. And 9720, China Radio International, broadcasting in Bulgarian from the Umqi. And 9790, Radio France International from the relay station in Issoudun, in France, in broadcasting in French. And 9810, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran with its programs in Spanish, signing on at the unusual time of 2020. Yeah, 9325, Radio Cairo in Egypt, with its programs to Europe and Africa, a poorly modulated signal, and that technical problem has been apparent for some weeks. 9410, the BBC, with its programs in Arabic from the Oman relay station. And 9430, China Radio International, broadcasting in French from the Urumqi. Up at the top end of the 31-metre band, we have 9835, Radio Television Malaysia, from Kajang, near Kuala Lumpur, carrying the domestic service in Malay. And 9870, another frequency for Saudi Arabia, with Arabic. And 9895, another frequency for Radio Cairo from Egypt, carrying broadcasts in French. And 9915, the BBC from Wolverhampton in England with the World Service in English. And at the top end of the 31-metre band, we have 9935, the Voice of Greece with its programs in Greek, and that's parallel to 9420. So, quite good reception here in Melbourne, in the 31-metre band, for various stations in the 2030 to 2100 period. That's 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. here in Melbourne. Those transmissions follow the darkness paths from Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Some central news now. Frequency changes for the new transmission season for Radio Havana, Cuba. They include these channels, 6145, between 0100 and 0700 from Cuba with 100 kilowatts, 340 degrees to Western North America in English, and that frequency replaces 6165. And 2100 to 0400, new frequency is 7340. Broadcasting to South America in Spanish, that replaces 9710. And that program is actually from Beijing. Marconi Radio International station operates to an irregular schedule. And the latest schedule shows 1315 to 1515 on 7700 with a very low power of 100 watts. Intended for Western Europe, various languages, English, Italian, Spanish and German in upper sideband mode, and the alternate frequency is 7690. And the station is also on the air scheduled 1615 to 1815 on the same frequencies in the same languages. The station known as Radio Arena, E-R-E-N-A, broadcast via European relay from 1700 to 1730 in Tigrinya to Africa, or to East Africa, on Mondays to Fridays. 1730 to 1800 in Arabic on Mondays to Fridays, and 1700 to 1800 into Grinya on Saturdays and Sundays. Uses a frequency of 11965 and 50 kilowatts, the antenna direction 195 degrees, and that's to East Africa. And that now concerning Radio Kuwait. The station has apparently resumed shortwave transmissions to an irregular schedule. It's been off the air for, well, the last 2 years, it's understood, and the schedule appears to include the following frequencies. The English service, 1800 to 2100 on 15540 to Western Europe, that's 250 kilowatts, 310 degrees. Filipino to Southeast Asian, 1000 to 1200 on 21580, that's 84 degrees, 84. The Urdu service to Southern Asia, 1600 to 1800 on 15540, 100 degrees antenna. And 2015 to midnight on 17550, North America, Arabic, that's the general service. And some other frequencies for Radio Kuwait. 5960, 0200 to 0900, non-directional, intended for the Near and Middle East in Arabic. And 0500 to 0900 on 15515, for East Asia in Arabic, general service transmitter. Antenna azimuth, 59 degrees, 59. And Persian to Western Asia, 0800 to 1000 on 7250, that's actually non-directional. And the Holy Koran service to Central Africa in Arabic, 1015 to 1600 on 11630. And another frequency for the general Arabic service is 6050 between 1615 and 2100. That's actually for near and Middle East. And 1700 to 2000 on 13650 Arabic general service to North America. So there are a few frequencies for the new schedule of Radio Kuwait. And that schedule, according to European monitors, has been somewhat irregular, and the transmissions have not been on the air every day, and some frequencies have not been noted. So it looks like technical problems at the start. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.